What do you think you're doing? You better not be getting ready to see your ex. Don't you remember what happened the last time? No. We aren't doing this again. I am not going to watch you hurt yourself for some random person who doesn't give a shit about you. You know you can do so much better than her. She literally never appreciated you when you two were together. What makes you think she's going to change now? Oh, I'm sure she promised you. Just like she promised you 6 months ago. And a year ago, and 2 years after that. Should I go on? Exactly. You're better than this. You're better than her. Anyone would be happy to be with you. You need some help getting over your ex. The easiest way to do that is by finding someone else, just for the moment. Whether it's a one-night stand or you find someone you can hook up with regularly, you need some sort of attention. I can't be the only person you're talking to, sweetheart. It's not healthy and clearly weighs on your psyche. I'm your guardian angel. I can help out. But if you aren't willing to help yourself, there is only so much that I can accomplish. If you keep going back to your ex, you're not going to be able to get over her, right? So the only way to move past these feelings is to. You're going to get undressed. And you're going to stay inside for the night. You're going to put your phone on silent and ignore it for the rest of the evening. When she texts asking where you are or when you'll be there, you won't answer because you have better things to do. You've wasted years of your life on this bitch. It's time for you to start living for yourself. She treated you like dirt. She had no problems cheating on you, shit-talking you to her friends, and she never stood up for you in front of her family. Not to mention, she only had a job for what, a week at a time? You were paying for everything. That girl was a bum, and you are so much better without her. Haven't you noticed how much easier life has gotten now that you aren't dealing with her constant drama? Then why would you ever go back to it? It just doesn't make sense, sweetheart. I'm trying to help you, show you the light and all that. You are so much better than your ex. You don't need to demean yourself like this. Just because she sent you a message about how she promises she's going to change and that this time it's going to be different, that doesn't mean you have to believe her. How many times has she said this exact line to you? And how many times have you fallen for it? I know you aren't stupid, sweetheart. I know you're better than this. I get you have a soft spot for her. You don't have to stop holding a special place for her in your memories. She is always going to be an important person to you. She helped mold you into who you are today. But you don't have to keep torturing yourself and going back to her. You deserve better. So if you can't help yourself, I'm just going to have to take matters into my own hands, aren't I? What does that mean? I think you know exactly what that means. You're not going to get over her this way. When I leave the room, you're going to put your clothes back on and head out the door. You're going to make your way to her apartment, where you are going to start the vicious cycle all over again. And in a few months, when she breaks your heart like she always does, you're going to cry and say you'll never do this again. Do you know who is there for you every time this happens? It's not her, sweetheart. It's me. I watch over you from a distance. I keep my thoughts to myself. I hold my tongue because it's your life. I don't want to intervene, but I am done. You're ruining yourself for someone who doesn't think twice about you. She knows how easy you are, and that is why she comes back. She doesn't actually love you. She doesn't care what happens to you. I'm sure she has sent that exact same message to 5 other people tonight. The only difference between you and them is that you were dumb enough to answer her. When it comes to your ex, you don't think rationally. You're too emotional, so now I have to step in. Otherwise, how are you going to protect yourself? You aren't, sweetheart. My wings wrap around you. You feel yourself being guided into my warm embrace. Despite your better judgments, you melt into the touch. Just happy to be held, to have your thoughts settled. You feel the weight of the world start to slip off your shoulders as the burden is lessened. You don't have to settle for someone like this, sweetheart. You're going to find someone who loves you, who appreciates you, who sees you for who you are. Your ex was always trying to change something about you. She didn't see what an amazing person she had. Oh well, that's her loss. You can blossom into the beautiful flower you were meant to be without her holding you back now. You were constantly trying to contort yourself into her definition of what a good partner is. The right person for you isn't going to make you do that. It's ridiculous to expect that of someone. The right partner is going to see you for who you are and pick you. It's not like you're difficult to love, sweetheart. I've been doing it your entire existence and I haven't gotten tired yet. You're just waiting for the right person, aren't you? And that person isn't your ex who took advantage of your kindness. You're too sweet for your own good. You offer so much of yourself to others and barely expect anything in return. You deserve so much better than this. You're settling for someone who doesn't really care about you. If you were to head over there tonight, you would get stuck in the cycle you just got yourself out of. All these weeks of healing would be down the gutter. And in a few months, you'll be right back here again. Single, heartbroken, crying into my wings. Maybe if you're lucky, she'll send you a text at your weakest moment And then you can start this fantastic cycle all over again. You don't want that, do you? So then don't go to your ex's house tonight. Stay here. I'll stay with you. I won't disappear like I normally do. I'll stay by your side and keep you safe in my arms. How does that sound? There are plenty of things we can do together. It's not like I have anywhere else to be. You're my only responsibility tonight, sweetheart. Perks of being a guardian angel and all. I can make calls on what's most important. You are my most important charge right now. I haven't shown myself to someone like this in ages. Even longer since I last reached out to touch one. You're quite lucky to experience this, sweetheart. Direct divine intervention to stop you from doing something stupid. So really the only way anyone could get you to stop from going over there tonight. No clearer sign than your literal guardian angel telling you that you are making a mistake by returning to your ex. I'm going to put that woman far out of your mind, sweetheart. You won't ever want to think about her again. Was that okay? Well, I figured, since you were going over your exes because you wanted to get laid, I can help with that. I'm an angel. I'm not stupid. I can take care of you. I can give you what she does. I can make you feel so much better than she ever did. It would be an honor to do more than just watch. All these years of admiring from a distance, it's left me wanting more. You're absolutely breathtaking when you touch yourself. Little noises escaping as you bite back your sounds. Ignore your phone going off. It's not important. Her messages can wait. Pay attention to me. There you are. I only wish I got to watch you with someone besides your ex. Maybe it's for the best. Now I get to replace all those memories. I'll substitute every touch of hers with one of my own. I'll erase all the pleasure she ever made you feel. She only ever held you back, sweetheart. I'm gonna show you that. Oh, fuck. Tearing off your clothes. You can't help but shiver against the feathers. They stay draped over you, hiding your naked body from the outside world. Once I can trust that you won't return to your ex, you can be seen by others. Until you get over her, you're going to be staying underneath me. That's right. The longer we kiss, the more you feel my angelic presence entering your body, starting to fill you with light and warmth, You lean into my wings, needing more. I knew you were eager, but never imagined you would be eager for me like this. You're like a dream come true, sweetheart. So lovely as you melt into my touch. The more my angelic presence slips inside you, the better you feel. Body relaxing and opening up for me. The wetness between your thighs becomes apparent as your whole throbs around nothing. Don't have to waste time with things like prep if I don't want to. I'm more focused on your moan, sweetheart. Lifting you up. Oh, you wrap your legs around my waist. Is this okay? The tip of my cock rubs against your leaking entrance, getting harder as you let out those little noises. Oh, you're so cute, sweetheart. You haven't been with anyone since she broke up with you a few weeks ago, have you? Did you even touch yourself? You must be so pent up. No wonder you're acting like this. The head of my cock rests against you, tip leaking against your own slick. You whine, trying to rock your hips in vain. With how you're wrapped around my waist, there's not much you can do leverage-wise. Instead, you lean against my wings, feeling the steady wall behind you. You might be a grown human, but I'm an angel. I've got magic coursing through my veins. You're not too much for me, sweetheart. Fit perfectly in my arms. Not too big or too small. Your body presses against my own just right. I'm going to start moving now, okay? Slow at first. Dipping just the tip in. You realize this isn't going to be quick and dirty like with your ex. You're not going to be treated like some cheap streetwalker with me. Not unless you ask nicely. Want you to know how good you feel. How crazy you drive me. Your ex didn't realize how amazing you were. She didn't see that you are the perfect partner. Anyone would be lucky to come home to you, to feel your kisses, to hold you in their arms. Loving you is a privilege, sweetheart. Every time I've interacted with you in the past, it's felt like a drug. I'm addicted and can't get enough. None of my other charges have my eye like you do. Oh, I'm a guardian angel who plays favorites. Shouldn't do it, but you make me want to play dirty. Breaking all the rules just for you. I willingly throw caution to the wind if it means I get you all to myself. Now that I've had this hole of yours, this is going to become a weekly thing, yeah? I'm so glad you agree. Practically shouting out your yes. Your hips grind weakly against me, trying to get some friction to do something. What an adorable little helper you're being. Keep it up. Just make sure your legs stay tightly wrapped around me. Don't want to drop you, sweetheart. I might be strong, but you need to have some sort of grip to make sure you stay upright. As my wings press into your back, you feel the feathers brush against your skin. The tips tickle as you lean backwards, happy to be pinned between my body and my wings. One of your hands starts to move between the two of us, moving lower. Going to start rubbing yourself, sweetheart. I think you should. Want to feel you come. I know you want to too. You were so desperate to have an orgasm. You were willing to sacrifice your dignity. Go crawling back to your ex. You were going to get on your hands and knees and grovel like a dog. You were going to beg for a second chance. Thank her for even looking in your direction. You're so much better than that, sweetheart. I'll show you. You don't know what you need. That's why you have to trust me. You deserve to be loved, don't you? I know you do. You deserve to feel wanted, to feel good. That's why I'm here. I'm going to protect you from anyone who does you harm, including yourself. Sometimes you are your own biggest enemy, sweetheart. Going back to your ex, letting her back in your life when you're finally on the right track, that's harmful. I'm not letting you get sucked back into her cycle. Not when I'm right here. I can do something. I can intervene. I can save you from yourself. You're getting over her with me. I don't care how many times it takes. I don't care how many orgasms you have to have. The only way you are leaving my supervision is when I know you have moved on. When I can trust that you're not going to call her. When she's been deleted from your contacts and blocked and you don't have an itch to find her. When the urge to check her Instagram has gone. That's when I will leave your side. You can't be trusted by yourself. You're just going to go right back to her the second I leave you alone, aren't you? Because you can't seem to get it through your head. She's not good for you. I have to take control. I have to have the reins and steer you in the right direction. Being your guardian angel means when you decide to do something stupid like this, you take priority over all the other charges. You can't be trusted with yourself. You don't make the right decisions. If I didn't intervene when I fucking did, you would be in an Uber on the way to your ex's house right now. You would believe her lies about how she's changed and how she's different. And things are going to be better this time, despite that gut feeling in your stomach knowing that it's a lie. Instead of playing the same song and dance, you're switching things up. You're putting yourself first for the very first time. This is a good thing. It feels good, doesn't it? If something feels this good, then it probably isn't such a bad thing. It's not like your ex ever made you feel this good. She was more concerned about her own pleasure. That's her right now, trying to know when you are on your way so she can get an orgasm, not you. This time around, you're getting fucked real good. My cock is brushing against that special bundle of nerves with every thrust. Your hand tries to match the pace as you feel your orgasm get closer. You don't think you've ever felt this good this fast. Your ex was never concerned about you. Just another reason you deserve better. My cock feels so much better than anything she ever did to you, doesn't it? Oh, fuck, that's right. Don't you forget it, sweetheart. You can have this cock anytime you want. All you have to do is ask. Pray to me and I'll show up. I'll give you what you need. It's my job to take care of you, sweetheart. I'm your guardian angel. I protect you from yourself. I protect you from the stupid decisions you were going to make. Glinching around me. It's your own way of thanking me. Words fail as you rock yourself closer to the edge. My cock doesn't let up, pressing against your pleasure button, watching you unravel. Fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, so good, sweetheart. Oh, you're so close, aren't you? You're going to come with me. I can feel it. Oh, fluttering around me as my cock twitches. That's it. Take it so fucking well. Going to make me come, aren't you? Going to take my load. Make me proud. Oh, fuck. It's so hard to hold back your sounds. Try begging, sweetheart. I want to hear how broken you are. Oh, give it up. Oh, fuck. Come on, you can do better than that. Show me. Fuck. Come with me. Total's back. Show me how good you are. Me. You were perfect. You know that? No. I'm being serious. You genuinely were perfect. I don't know how your ex fumbled you so hard, sweetheart. I don't think I ever want to let you go. You're brilliant. How are you feeling? My wings aren't too heavy now that you aren't being fucked, are they? Good, good. I know the feathers can be a lot, but you handled it all well. Considering how long I've watched you, I don't think I've ever heard you make those noises or seen you make those faces. You really enjoyed yourself, didn't you? No reason to be embarrassed by that, sweetheart. You're supposed to enjoy your time with your partner. It's not supposed to be constant fights. On top of that, sex is supposed to be fun for everyone, not just one person. If only one person is getting off and the other is just going through the motions, then it isn't really fun anymore. Your ex ruined you, sweetheart. Made you think that sex was something it wasn't. Not only am I going to help you get over her, I'm going to help you unlearn all the shitty things she taught you. She really did a number on you, huh? Well, luckily I'm here now. I've already broken a few rules by showing up in the flesh and talking to you and then having sex with you. At this point, what else could I do that would get me in trouble? Oh, don't look so worried. I'll be okay, sweetheart. I promise. You are worth the risk of whatever it is. I've never met a human quite like you.